This is your wake up call.
The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother...
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, it's Wednesday, middle of the week.
I found myself in the Apple store yesterday, too, because I had to go buy a new phone.
Oh, because your phone kept on resetting.
Yeah, you know what?
Searching.
You know, listen, man, you know what it is. Apple has a kill switch. So whenever they announce a new phone, they hit that switch, and then everybody's phone goes on the fritz. Then everybody starts thinking, well, you know, I do need a new phone. So when that 8 drops, or 8X, or 8 Plus, or Malcolm X, or whatever, then what's the name of the phone?
I think there's 3 different ones.
Oh, I don't know. But guess what I bought?
What?
The 7 Plus, right?
That's what I have.
That's what I got me yesterday.
That's what I told you yesterday. Well, don't you have a 6? The older version?
I still have a 6.
You should have just swapped the SIM cards out, and then when the new one comes out, just bought the new one.
I ain't had time for that. SIM card, that was going to take at least 30, 40 minutes. I had a meeting to go to.
That would have took 10 minutes.
No, because you got to wait in line. You got to make appointments. I didn't have an appointment at the Apple store.
You could have did it yourself. You could have just took the SIM card out your 7,
man,
put it in your 6, it'll work.
I don't know nothing about that.
I can tell.
But I do know that yesterday I got me a 7 Plus, and it was the best customer service I have received in a long time from any establishment.
Okay,
so drop one of the cruise bombs for Apple. Absolutely better than Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
And I wish I could remember the young lady's name. It's on my mind, and I will know it before the show is over.
Okay.
But it's a nice ethnic name that I can't recall right now.
Ebony?
No.
No, I mean, Ebony Williams is going to be joining us this morning.
What color did you get?
Black. Oh. Always black.
I got the red one.
No, always black.
Well, Ebony Williams will be joining us this morning. She's
Ebony
from Fox News.
Fox News. Yes.
She's black. One of the good guys there.
Yeah, she's a black woman on Fox News. I mean, she's good based on which side you're on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're a regular Fox News watcher, mm-hmm, and you're more of the conservative type or a Trump supporter, you wouldn't like her.
She's been going through a lot lately. I noticed when she posted, people had a lot of negative things to say. And people also hear Fox News and they automatically are like, nah.
That is true,
nah,
too.
B. Yeah, I mean, that's the first thing I think of. We'll talk to her next hour. And also, we got front page news. What are we talking about on front page news?
We'll be talking about, of course, the Apple's launch of, well, announcement of the new iPhone X and the 8 and the 8 Plus. We'll give you all of that information.
Okay, we'll get into all that and more. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good
Cardi!
Morning. Here's a little Cardi B to start
Cardi!
Tomorrow. It's Bodak Yellow.
Number Breakfast 2 Club. Record in the country.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk.
First of all, Cardi B got the number 2 song in the country, okay?
You said that.
And when Cardi B hit number 1, I'm a dance. Damn it.
You dancing now.
When she hit number 1, I'm a dance. It's going to be a celebration.
Now, let's talk about this iPhone X.
Right. So, iPhone X, and it's iPhone X because it's been 10 years since the launch of the first iPhone. So the iPhone X has no home button. It has that face technology where it scans your face so it can log you into the phone. And it costs $1,000, or should I say $999.
Shoot, the iPhone 7 Plus costs $1,000. I paid like $11 yesterday.
$1,100 for the phone?
What I had is, I got all the...
That's for the 64-gig version. For the 256-gig version, it's $1,149. And those start shipping out on November 3rd. That's later than the iPhone 8 and the 8 Plus. Now, because it has this face recognition and the Face ID, you can also do this thing called Animoji. I don't know if you guys saw that, but that's with the emojis. You can actually, it'll mimic your facial expression. So if you're using like the pile of ish, it'll be like your face on there and whatever you're doing, it'll...
I thought they said they tried it yesterday and it didn't work, right? Then they tried it live and it didn't work. They had problems with it.
I just saw the video of it because if you have your, if you look on Instagram and you follow Apple, it has like a video of everything that the new phone can do.
What face will they recognize though? Because a lot of people be using filters and they be wearing makeup. They look different in person than they do on Instagram. What face is it going to recognize?
The one you said it with.
Whatever the camera sees.
So if you have a bunch of makeup on one day and you all glammed up and you said it with that face, when you got your real face
well,
on,
I don't think
next
that.
Day it's not going to work?
No, I don't think it'll work.
It's a map of your face, so that's how they determine it. Every time you use it,
the contouring,
it stores any type changes. Of face detection information, so it has a small floodlight, so it works even in the dark if you're trying to do that face ID.
Not for nothing. Samsung's had this for a long time already.
Not for nothing. All you filter face folk ain't going to be able to get in your phone, okay?
Now, nope. There's also the 8 and the 8 Plus if you don't want to spend $1,150 on that iPhone X. So it has a lot of that. And it also has the wireless charging, so you can put the phone on a special surface and it'll charge.
Phones do everything.
It's glass on the front and the back, so because there's no home button anymore, it has a larger screen. It's all glass on the front.
It's amazing that the selling points for phones now are everything that don't have nothing to do with what you want the phone to do, which is call and text. Okay, I need my phone to do less.
There's also a new Apple Watch. And that Apple Watch has a built-in cellular connection, so you don't need to have an iPhone nearby anymore to do those things.
That's smart.
Don't need it. What's the point of an Apple Watch? Why do you want an Apple Watch?
Is when people run, they don't want to carry their phone with them sometimes, so they just have their watch. But now, if something happens, if they get lost, if they get hurt, they can use their actual watch on their phone without having a phone on them.
Let me tell you something, man. If you are running someplace to where you get lost, you ran too far. Okay.
Right. Well, what's his name that came up here? The author that came up
here. Gladwell.
Remember he got lost?
He wanted to get lost.
He really did want to get lost.
He was looking for a stranger.
There's also a new Apple TV, and that has support for 4K video streaming and a revamped user interface, and the graphics are 4 times as fast.
I don't know that.
And there's also the Apple Park Campus. So that is where the Apple Watch, the first product was unveiled inside of the Steve Jobs Theater. Now they have a spaceship-shaped campus that's going to open later on this year.
I don't know what none of this means.
Okay. All right.
Can I see things on this TV? Is Netflix on it?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay. Of course.
Now let's talk about Hurricane Irma and aftermath and now Hurricane Jose.
Right. Well, Hurricane Irma, there's going to be no power in a lot of places in Florida. About 4.4 million customers are without power across the state. And the weather's going to be pretty hot. It's going to be 90 degrees. So imagine not having power and it's 90 degrees. In Georgia, 700,000 customers are in the dark. South Carolina, about 55,000 people. In North Carolina, more than 29,000 customers. And in Alabama, more than 7,000 people, all without electricity. So a lot of people really just want to get their power back on. And Hurricane Jose, they are saying, is doing a very strange path. It might come back toward the Bahamas and the United States as well.
Wow. Oh, they still out there?
In between the Bahamas and Bermuda, but they're saying the storm is expected to remain at hurricane intensity, but some computer models are indicating that it will stay out to sea and complete a tight enough loop to avoid moving back on shore.
All right.
Is Jose allowed in the United States?
Not according to Trump.
Not according to Trump, but I think he might find his way. All right, well, that's front page
news. Isn't Jose a dreamer?
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to... What are you doing over there, man?
It's called opening a box.
Why? Why right now?
I want to see what's in there.
You're struggling over there. You want a scissor?
Listen, when y'all come to work, y'all don't open y'all mail?
Not on the air. I'll just wait. All right.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Hit us up right now. Or if you feel blessed... Hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it. Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
What's up, this Bishop?
Hey, get it off your chest.
All right, I used to be vice president of sales and marketing for a company, and my business partner started screwing our personal assistant. I told him, it's going to lead to other things and messing up the business a little bit, and his karma is that he got her pregnant. She's pregnant with twins, and I heard that he was really, not really respecting her now. And she wants to take him to court and all that for child support, which is really messed up. Because when we were in the business, he was already going through that with his ex-wife. So
sound like you hate him, bro.
I was mad at first, but I'm glad now. Everything. People in the world don't understand that when you don't do things right, nothing will go right.
How do you know nothing's going right for this person? You said you heard that. How can you prove it?
Oh, no, it's proven. The whole city knows it. The whole town knows it. It's like he's up for a humanitarian award and he's not really the humanitarian that he should be, you know.
it sounds like you're wishing on this person's downfall, sir.
Nah. I don't wish on nobody's downfall. He's doing positive things. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to business, you have to do business right. And screwing your personal things, I'm pretty sure you're not screwing Angela, you know, so that doesn't mess up the radio show.
Who wouldn't sue Angela?
I thought it was a screw.
Oh, screw Angela.
Screwing Angela? Yeah, come on. You gotta be kidding me. She can do better than that.
I'm kind of lost in what you're talking about, but it does sound like it does sound like you're hating this morning, sir. I'm be honest with you.
No, you don't hate. The reason why you was mad. I was mad at first, but the whole situation is that I'm mad for him to be in this situation because he's a good man. So it's not about being mad at anybody or hating anybody in this world, because you don't do that. You wish well on everybody. But at the end of the day, I'm mad that he messed up a good business partnership, that I did so much for this company and I couldn't do it, you know? And when I do things supportive for myself, I just wanted that same support I gave for him.
All right. Let me be clear on this.
He threw a vagina over money, you know? And vagina will take money away. You know that.
He's mad at his friend for picking vagina over his business.
Is the girl still with him?
Nah, she's not. He threw it over. Like, she's just like a wall now. She had her little setup going, but I told him, like, they both had their little setups going for each other, and it didn't work out too good, you know?
Okay.
You gotta get over it, brother. You gotta let it go.
I'm over. I'm good. I just had to say it on the radio, you know, get it off my chest.
I'm glad you got it off your chest.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, bro, and good luck with your business.
All right,
get it off your chest. I was confused. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, get it off your chest.
Oh, my God, I don't know. I can't believe I just made it onto this right now. But anyways, like, I'm kind of in between a rock and a hard place. I'm a makeup artist and hairstylist, and I just got a new job in the medical field. I've been working there for, like, 9 months now, and it's, like, it's a great job, but I really want to go, like, full-time into my business. I'm 23. I'm pretty young, but I just kind of don't know. Like, it takes a lot to quit, like, a really stable 9-to-5 to pursue your dreams right now. And I don't know. Like, I don't know what I should do.
Why do you got to quit? I tell people all the time that in the pursuit of your dreams, you still got to deal with your reality. Your reality is the bills, the rent, that car insurance. So why can't you do both? It's $168 in a week, boo.
Yeah, but the way that my job is set up, it's like the,
the way that my job works.
How many hours a week you work at your job?
I pull a little bit over 40.
Okay, so you got 120 plus hours in the week to chase your dreams. What you talking about?
Right, but the way that, you know, the way that...
Oh, God, you keep making excuses.
No. There's pretty much like a certain time that, you know, clientele really wants something done, and it's like that's the time that I work. And I feel like it's kind of getting in the way of what I want to do. But of course, the money's great at 23. You know, you're making money, you're living out on your own, but... You know, you also just want to kind of dive.
So you want to take a risk and dive all the way into this venture that you want to do.
Correct.
And in order to do, so do you have money saved up to be able to do that?
I do, but I'm kind of still like not at the point where I have saved enough to where I want to. I want to open up my own cosmetic line.
Okay.
That's gonna, with the branding and everything, like, that's gonna take a lot.
Do you work somewhere now that is actually helping you get on track to be able to open your own cosmetics line?
I would say I'm working somewhere that is paying like my daily bills.
Because what you should do is get that experience so that when you are ready to launch your own cosmetics line, you've been working perhaps at someplace else so you can find out everything that you need to do so you're not learning everything from scratch and teaching yourself.
Well, good luck and keep working hard. You'll get there, mama.
I don't understand. People make time for what they want to make time for. You got $168 in the week. Stop with the excuses and just do it.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, we'll tell you about XXXTentacion. He has responded to these domestic abuse charges, and we'll tell you what he had to say about that. It's A little bit crazy. Also, Janet Jackson, her older brother, Randy Jackson, is talking about what happened that led to Janet Jackson now leaving her husband.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
The hand-in-hand hurricane relief benefit took place yesterday. It was an hour-long telethon, and it raised more than $44 million. And that's for the victims of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. Now, Stevie Wonder kicked it off. Here's what he said.
We've come together today to love on the people that have been devastated by the hurricanes. When love goes into action, it prefaces no color of skin, no religious beliefs, no sexual preferences, and no political persuasions. It just loves. As we should begin to love and value our planet and anyone who believes that there is no such thing as global warming must be blind or unintelligent.
I watched some of that last night.
Mm-hmm. Remember, we met Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, we sure did.
Which was exciting with Hillary Clinton when he sang happy birthday to her.
Oh, yeah. I had to think. I met Stevie Wonder a couple of times. I met him one night. He was walking through a hotel with a young lady about 3 or 4 in the morning. I said, look at Stevie.
All right.
OG Stevie.
Now, this was broadcast on 4 different networks at the same time, and Drake was on hand also. Here was Drake's video.
These days, it seems as if one issue is ending, another is beginning, and I know it can be extremely overwhelming, but your attention and your assistance is of extreme importance. On some days, it will be about speaking up. On other days, it'll be about stepping up. And in today's case, we're asking that you give. Give whatever you can to help people just like you rebuild their families and their homes and get back to life as they once knew it.
It was definitely a lot of star power in the building.
Answering phones during the telethon. You had Justin Bieber, George Clooney, Julia Roberts, Oprah Winfrey,
Stephen Colbert, DJ Khaled. I'm sitting there thinking, like, how all these people get off at the same time?
Also, Usher, Demi Lovato. Well, people are also in different locations performing around the country. Some people sent in videos. Beyonce also had her video. Here is Beyonce.
In my hometown city of Houston, people need food, clothing, cleaning supplies, blankets, shoes, diapers, and formula for babies. And of course, clean water. The elderly need wheelchairs and kids need books and toys so they can continue to dream. Natural disasters don't discriminate. They don't see if you're an immigrant, black or white, Hispanic or Asian, Jewish or Muslim, wealthy or poor. It doesn't matter if you're from Third Ward or River Oaks. We're all in this together.
Right.
I'm glad I saw that last night because I'm all for a good telethon. I miss telethons and radiothons and stuff, but I would have definitely missed it unless BET wasn't advertising Love and Basketball. Because that's the only reason I turned to BET, because they was advertising Love and Basketball, and I turned there to watch Love and Basketball.
And the telethon was on?
It was actually some trash-ass Tyler Perry movie with Gabriel Union first and then the telethon.
All right, now let's discuss Janet Jackson. Her brother Randy Jackson is giving some insight as to what happened to Janet that she is now divorced. Now, despite early reports that their split had to do with different religious beliefs, Randy Jackson saying that's not true. He said, I have a lot of Muslim friends and they don't act that way at all. It's a personal issue. He needs help. I'm going to pray for him, but I'm not going to allow her to live in that abusive situation. She's my baby sister. He said there was no physical abuse, but what there was a lot of verbal abuse and that he would call her a bitch every single day. He said the abuse is still going on, even though the pair is in contact mostly because of co-parenting. She has custody, and he allowed her to bring the baby on tour, but it's constant harassment. He said this tour almost didn't happen, but by the grace of God, we're here, and we're very prayerful. So he said the abuse came later on in the relationship. It was verbal abuse. She felt like a prisoner in her own home. No pregnant woman needs to go through being called a bitch every day. There were things like that. That's what she went through now. Her ex, Wissam Almana, actually released a statement through his attorneys and said, Mr. Almana, and this was in People magazine, is not going to dignify these particular and deeply hurtful allegations with a response. The breakdown of his marriage to Janet Jackson is a cause of great sadness, and it is the well-being and privacy of their son that remains his sole focus.
Only a billionaire would call Janet Jackson a bitch. He's the only person that would have the audacity and the unmitigated gall. Jermaine Dupree would never.
If he did. Okay. We don't know if he did.
All right, and XXXTentacion is saying these domestic abuse charges are untrue. We told you about this. This was in Pitchfork. Very detailed about the woman meeting him, moving in with him. She suffered from, according to her allegations, black eyes, a lump on the back of her head, scratch marks, bruises. At one point, she says that she found out she was pregnant. It was a planned pregnancy. And That's when he really beat her up pretty badly, elbowing her, headbutting her, punching her, strangling her until she almost passed out, and then saying that he was going to kill her. Mm. Well, he has said this on his, he released some videos, and this is what he said.
I'm gonna f*** your little sisters in their throats. I swear to God, everybody that called me a domestic abuser, I'm finna domestically abuse y'all little sister from the back. This is gonna be f***ing mad because y'all can't ignore me. You're not gonna ignore me. It's not possible. Impossible. If you want your domestically abused, hit my line.
And then he goes on to say this.
Wow.
Regardless of what you feel like your opinion is, or regardless what you feel like you know, you really don't know shit because you're gonna be surprised of the outcome, and I'm literally gonna mind f*** all of you. It's all basically a part of the plan. It's a sequence, I'd like to say.
Well, I don't know how this will affect his October 5th court date to face charges of aggravated battery of a pregnant woman, domestic battery by strangulation, false imprisonment, and witness tampering.
Oh, I don't know if he actually did what he's accused of, but I do know that he is the reason I can't stop saying the N-word. It's guys like him. All right, guys like him is the main reason I can't stop saying the N-word. Because what else do you call what you just heard just now? Huh?
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that...
Niggas gonna nig, bro.
...is your rumor report.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk about this new iPhone.
Yes, so Apple, they did unveil the new iPhone. Well, three different iPhones. The iPhone X, which is for the 10-year anniversary of when the iPhone was first released. Mm-hmm. The iPhone 8 and the iPhone 8 Plus at a press event. That's at the brand new Apple Park campus. And that happened yesterday. They also announced a brand new Apple Watch with a cellular connection, so you don't need to have your phone right next to the Apple Watch
that
to be
makes
able
sense.
To connect, check your text messages, all of that. And there's a new Apple TV that streams 4K video. And, of course, we got the first look at the brand new Steve Jobs Theater.
All of these new phones that do everything except for what phones are originally put here on this planet to do, which is call people, have people call you, and occasionally send a text message.
Now, they do that and more.
I don't need all that.
There's no more home button on the phone, so there's no more fingerprint sensor. Now they have Face ID, so you have to use your face to unlock the phone, and you can use your face for Apple Pay and things like that.
Hold on, they don't even give you an option?
No.
The only way to unlock your phone is with your face?
No, there'll be a code. There'll be a code.
I'm about to say, there's no way.
You can't use the fingerprint anymore, so that's gone.
Yeah, no fingerprint, but I'm sure there's still a code or something like that, yeah.
So that's gone. There's a front-facing camera and sensors that create a map of your face to see if you are indeed the phone's proper owner.
They got us, bruh. And all you FaceTime, all you filter people, y'all going to be in trouble.
And how much does this phone cost? The iPhone X costs $999 for 64 gigs and $1,149 for 256 gigs. Those start shipping out on November 3rd. That's more than a month later than the other devices, the 8 and the 8 Plus.
I was in the Apple store yesterday, actually, when they was making that announcement, but I was going to buy me a new phone because Apple does what they always do. Whenever they release a new phone, they make the phone that you got start acting up. So mine wasn't working anymore after a few days, so I went and bought me a new 7 Plus yesterday. And guess what I've downloaded on it? Nothing.
Okay.
Well, you just got it.
I'm not going to download nothing on it. I'm keeping that one bare. It's going to be text messages and phone calls. That's it.
All right.
Well, and the mayor in Seattle, Mayor Ed Murray, has resigned. That's because he's had months of accusations. Remember, we all heard about this, that he committed child sexual abuse back in the 70s and 80s. Now, he's still denying any wrongdoing. But most recently, his own family member had come forward and said that he was abused by him. So now he has resigned.
Okay.
Who is that again?
The mayor in Seattle. Mayor Ed Murray. All right. Five people have come forward. All right, that's your front page news. What are you doing, Envy?
Nothing.
You have the new iPhone 8.
No, I don't have the new iPhone 8. But when we come back, Ebony Williams will be joining us. She's from Fox News, so we'll kick it with her when we come back.
Yes, indeed.
So don't move. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's Rake It Up. Your guy. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have a special guest in the building.
Yes, and this woman gets more death threats than me.
Ebony K. Williams.
That's hard to do.
Man, Ebony
Good
tweeted.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning, Ebony. Ebony tweeted that she was going to be on The Breakfast Club yesterday, or maybe it was this morning. I think it was yesterday.
It was like late. It was like maybe 12.
Thank you. And my whole timeline since then has been just white conservatives calling for your death.
Some trolls.
Yes.
Some haters.
Yes.
Haters are real.
Why do they hate you so much?
Man, let me tell you. I spent 5 years on and off Fox News as a contributor, as a guest, as a host of the show, The Fox News Specialist. And more or less, it was all good.
right? Mm-hmm. You know, they never necessarily agree with my politics. I'm a little left of center. But overall, it was like, we appreciate you're coming from a legal space. You're coming with the facts. We appreciate your point of view.
Mm-hmm. I know what happened.
And tell that docket.
I do too.
Yeah. That docket. The mm-hmm. docket mm-hmm. that I wrote responding to the president of Charlottesville, mm-hmm. what I thought was a cowardly and dangerous response.
As a lot of us did.
And boy.
They're saying you should meet your maker soon. You shouldn't be allowed to walk on the streets of New York. Harlem better be careful. Really,
Harlem better be careful. Yeah.
Fox News is so different than anywhere else. To criticize the president for something that you said initially his response was cowardly in Charlottesville, and people are mad about that? Like,
what they got mad about, y'all, was I think a specific line where I said that I believe, my belief, in my calculated analysis on the facts I've seen, because I was willing to give the president a lot of doubt, like way more doubt than most, mm-hmm. for a long time. And I know about the Central Park Five, and I know, you know, when he said the federal judge couldn't do his job because he was Latino, that was like, come on, right? That's a classic craziness. Textbook.
You even tweeted that we should support him.
Well, I said we should, I said we should pray for him.
Pray for him, yes, you did.
No, I did. I said we should support
him. I would never waste my prayers on that devil.
Well, I'm a Southern Christian gal, Charlamagne, so we pray for everybody.
Well, not a gal.
Including
Southern Jehovah's Witness.
We pray for everybody, including the enemy. But anyway, but I couldn't on that note, on that day, and I said that I believe the president, whether he's a racist or not. A lot of people get caught up in whether Donald J. Trump is a racist. Personally, I don't give a damn if he's a racist or not. What I believe is that he's okay to personally avail himself to the benefits of racists, but politically speaking. Mm-hmm. He so values that part of his base. That's an important word, that part of his base, mm-hmm. Which is inclusive. We know of David Duke and the like, mm-hmm. that he will not offend them by any means necessary. And that's the part, though, Angela, that had my Fox News viewership up in arms and saying that I called them all racist and how dare I. That's crazy.
Let's throw to the comments that you made.
Mr. President, your initial remarks were cowardly and dangerous, and they indeed warranted a second statement. And you've decided that your portion of the base that is absolutely racist is so significant, so valuable, that you hesitate, even in the face of blatant, flagrant hatred, to risk turning them off and thereby crippling your political stronghold.
And so, no, I don't think all Trump supporters are racist, but I believe that the president absolutely is okay with that part of his base, and he will not offend them for any means necessary.
I don't believe all Trump supporters are racist either, but...
But all racists are Trump supporters. That's true.
That is true. But I do feel like people have to admit when they made a mistake.
Yeah,
like,
and it's okay
to admit that you voted for him and you were wrong.
Correct, yeah. I don't think my mother would go that far. She would probably vehemently bust through this door right now if I said that and defend it. But, you know, that is what it is. But they're trolling and they're mad.
Now, you've had to have security now escort you into the office.
Welcome to my world.
Has anything, like, legitimately, physically happened to you? Have you?
A real threat.
Somebody came. So I host a talk radio show at WABC in the city as well.
Noon to three.
And someone came in, literally, physically came in and tried to present to the lobby. You know, you got to check in. Thank God for that process. And somebody was like, he doesn't have any guests today. And so they caught him and they got him on camera and they're aware of his face and name and NYPD's on board. So
that's crazy.
But we have people come up here, actually, right?
All
two
the
people
time.
Get up here, actually.
Yeah, one did once. One time. But you think the backlash you received was because of your Trump comments, but also because you're a black woman on Fox News, so they probably were just waiting for a reason.
Sure. In that sense, I think that I've always been very deliberate, y'all. You know, I get that question a lot. Why would you choose to be on Fox News, right? And the reason is rather simple. I feel that we should be in all spaces. We being black folks, being a black person with an authentic point of view, in particular, well-being for our community's representation, because representation matters. We all know that. That's why we probably work in this business. So that was by design. Mm-hmm. And I think for 4 or 5 years, I was always honest and authentic, but very measured in the way I spoke about certain issues and certain political junctions. And when I let it out in the docket in a way that I knew would be more uncomfortable, more of a direct association to it, it was felt. And I think they were, Charlamagne. I think they were very put off by this. Who do you think you are? I've been called like uppity. I'm like, what? It's 2017. Y'all call people uppity? you know, like really, really for real. And I think the audacity of me as a black woman by the name of Ebony, no less, working at Fox News, speaking that brazenly about what I know and what I think was offensive to many.
How do black people treat you? Because, like you said, it is Fox News. So a lot of times, I'm not even listening to the rhetoric that comes out of this person's mouth. I see a black woman on Fox News, black person, I'm labeling them Uncle Tom, I'm labeling them a coon, because they work at Fox.
Yeah, and I don't think that's, like, crazy. You know, Fox has well-earned a reputation of skepticism around the way they address us in our community. For a while, I felt ignored by the black community. I'm going to have a little bone to pick with you, Charlamagne. Mm-hmm. I know that you're friends with Kennedy. And yeah. She's somebody, yep. So I've seen you in the green room multiple times. And I saw you. I'm a big, huge fan of you and the entire show. And so I approached you and I introduced myself. This was like a year and a half ago during the campaign. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I would love to come on The Breakfast Club or come on any of your platforms and discuss my experience being a young black woman working mm-hmm. in Fox News covering this crazy freaking election. And I reached out a couple times, but I know you're very busy. So I let it go. Mm-hmm. But then another mutual friend, Tommy Lauren, came on. And you know the tweet you sent out.
Here we go.
Mutual acquaintance.
Mutual acquaintance. Media acquaintance.
Yes. And I've interviewed Tommy, too, so no shade. But then your
She's
tweet.
She's never been on the show, though.
Okay,
he
right.
Went on her show.
He went on her show. Yeah. I know, but I guess the social media. And the
she was
tweet.
Supposed to come up here, though. He did invite her up here.
She canceled.
And she canceled.
She canceled.
Yeah, but the tweet of, you know, you wished women of color used their platforms in a similar way to Tommy, I was really,
Hold
really
on. Let me say what I said. I want a woke woman of color to have a platform to control our narratives the way Tommy Lauren
does. For her community.
Yes.
Fair enough. And I guess I felt disappointed in that, Charlamagne, because I felt I know I'm not the only one. A lot of us
a
are
lot
trying
of
us.
Women of color felt disappointed by
that. Yeah, because we are aggressively like knocking on doors, mm-hmm. like banging this thing down. I know I'm over here grinding.
She was given that platform.
She was given it, and then I look at you or Trevor Noah or other, you know, of our community that, you know, don't necessarily support her views. I'm not saying that at all, but certainly provide
the
more
platform.
Eyeballs.
A platform,
the
platform. For her, right.
But so she was already getting hundreds of thousands of views on
Absolutely.
Facebook.
Absolutely. I'm not saying you made Tommy, not at all, but I'm just saying that was, I'm just straight up.
You
it was
amplified
a,
her.
I was in my feelings
That's
a
not
bit.
True.
It felt that way. Mm-hmm. Just and I'm not, mm-hmm. I don't believe that was your intention, Charlamagne, at all, but just from the outside looking in, I was like, well, damn. And then I was really happy to see subsequent that Angela Rye and different people,
That's
you know,
sister.
Being absolutely. Yes. So that made me happy. So whether
and
it was
that
me
was
or not,
the catalyst for him meeting Angela Rye.
I figured as much. And so even though I'm just coming today, it's not about that. It's the collective. Mm-hmm. So to see Angela Rye or other, you know, mm-hmm. whoever it is, Lovey, whoever, that's the goal.
All right, we got more with Ebony Williams from Fox News. When we come back, don't move. We have Ebony Williams from Fox News in the building. Now, tell us about the title of your book.
Pretty Powerful.
Pretty Powerful.
Parents, substance, and success.
Yeah.
Why? It's about the balance between being pretty and having substance.
In that order. Mm-hmm. In that order. Because the truth is, when I walked through the studios this morning, and I've never met any of you before, except I did meet you, but you don't remember it, Charlamagne. That's okay.
Tiffany had the same story.
Don't worry about it.
That's not true. Tiffany did not have the same story.
You can take a picture with it.
I'm certain that there was an assessment about who I was and what I represent and what I valued just the minute I walked through the door based off of just how I presented physically. Mm-hmm. And that's the truth when you go in any mm-hmm. interview room, whether it's at McDonald's or Goldman Sachs. Mm-hmm.
You know? You don't believe in something like the slut walk, where they're saying, don't judge me based on...
Oh, I think Amber Rose and Black China and all those women have every right to do a slut walk. I get that. But I also... Much of what I do, y'all, is about the aspirational utopia of when that doesn't matter what we look like as women. I love that. Somebody should be fighting for that. When nobody judges us on what we are as black folks, I love that. I think people should be fighting for that. I'm more of a in the meantime type of woman. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, while we are still so unfairly criticized and scrutinized about what we look like as women, much of this book is about how do we empower ourselves. We know we're going to get picked apart, right? We know what the underbelly, the nasty downside of it feels like. What's the positive? Right. What's the flip side that says when I walk in the room, you're so taken with like, who is this woman? And now I'm about to blow your mind with what I know about what I'm about to talk about. Uh-huh. And now you can't stop me and I get whatever I want.
Have you ever been sexually harassed at Fox News? Because you're like a piece of steak in a wolf den.
No, I have not been sexually harassed at Fox News.
But
some people might consider
that sexual harassment. What I
talked about. Yeah.
So detail that for us now.
So I talked about my own experience as a law student in a second year. Being straight up sexually harassed, this professor adjunct tried to kiss me. And I never told my mom about
Your
that.
Your professor tried to kiss you?
Yeah.
He didn't even offer you a higher grade first?
No. He, under the guise of mentorship. And I'm a big proponent of mentorship. I'm sure we all mentor kids and stuff like that. And I do it too. And he was like, oh, I'll review your resume. I'll help you, you know, set it up so you can get a summer associate. I was thrilled. And then went and really, you know, was assaulted. Wow. So I told my mom that for the first time, though, after the Trump tape came out. Because I never told her because she's a protector, you know, and she couldn't do anything about it. But I said, let me tell you what is not okay. That attitude, because you're normalizing egregious behavior in a way that's putting women at risk across the country.
What did you do when he tried to kiss you?
I died.
You never told him or nothing?
I'm quick. So I'm ashamed to say... quick with it. I never went back to that class. And so I never told the administrators, and I write about it in the book, Angela can tell you. I should have. Mm-hmm. I think I felt I wouldn't be believed. I think I felt it would cause a big stink.
I think I felt then I would be that girl that got that guy in trouble. And I was 19.
And Black
that's, what's so, that's what's so hard for women now. Yeah. Is that when you come forward with these allegations, sure. people don't believe you. They act like it's your fault. You ask yeah,
for
you're,
it.
You're trying to be cute every day up in class. That's what you get.
Black
you know.
Professor or white professor?
Black professor.
Mm. And you feel like nothing's going to happen because that's yeah. somebody more powerful than you.
Yeah. yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, it was whack. But I counsel and mentor young ladies on how to deal with that now moving forward in a way that's a little bit more responsible than the way I did.
And I definitely think that's changed because of social media, because nobody wants to be labeled a rapist. Nobody wants to be labeled
that's
a sexual
true.
Assaulter.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
No, it's a bad look.
So, Ebony, you said you were also told to get a married boyfriend.
Yes, I was. Yes,
a
I was.
Who boyfriend? Told you to do that?
Well, I'll tell you the context, and then you could probably guess who said it. I was told, well, what's going on with your dating life? Which is always kind of weird when your employers ask you about that, but I'm like, okay, maybe this is an attempt to connect, right?
Okay.
This is an attempt to kind of like get you know, personal
with somebody. Really none of their business, but...
No, no, totally not.
And you could have said none of your business.
I could have said none of your business, plainly. That's true. But instead, I skirted and said...
Well, Mr. Ailes.
Yeah. I said, you know what? I'm married to work right now, which was true at the mm-hmm. time. You know, married to work right now. Mm-hmm. I'm on this grind. This takes up all my hustle and time and energy. So that's what I'm doing. Well, I got a solution for that. Get yourself a married boyfriend. Doesn't take up too much time and supplement your income. But then I said...
He was shooting his shot, by the way.
He was definitely shooting his shot.
But I also think he was trying to undercut my financial pathway.
Like, I need somebody
to take
care
of me. Yeah, I'm like, no, I don't need no supplement. I need your full support financially for this job I'm doing for mm-hmm. you. That's that you know, I felt like that was like a measuring of expectations fiscally.
Well, Roger Ailes knows like, how much you're getting paid because you work at his network.
Correct. That's my point. Think about
it. That's interesting that was the takeaway that you got.
That was my takeaway.
It
was like,
it wasn't he's trying to holler at me. The takeaway was, oh, so you're not going to try
you're trying to reduce
me.
My coins. Yeah, you're trying to get a supplemental package in, gotcha. At the table so you can reduce my coins. Absolutely no, sir.
Were you not scared, though? Like, because Roger Ailes has had a reputation, so when he... When he says that to you, so what's your dating situation like? You're like, oh, here we go.
No, again, the age gap is so large, Charlamagne. I had no thought that he was trying to come for me. I really didn't. What my thought was is that he's trying to assess the situation and figure out the hole. See, mm-hmm. people, you know, really brilliant people, which he was, in my opinion, really brilliant for all of his, you know, moral failings. They're trying to look for opportunities and leverage mm-hmm. at every corner. Everything right. is an opportunity. This is like my classical lawyer. This is like a deposition. You know what I mean? I'm trying to look for a weak moment, a weak spot, a place where I can use it against mm-hmm. you later. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the
so
dance
you feel
we
like
do.
People try to test you, try you, see if you might potentially be...
Absolutely. What's down. Your end game? What's your end game? What are you in this for? Are you in this for money? Are you in this for fame? Are you in this for impact? Those are mainly the three reasons that people are in this business.
Mm-hmm. What's your end goal, Ebony? Like, where do you see yourself?
Impact is very important to me, Angela. Like I said, I actually transitioned from a lot of politics and broadcasting for a specific reason. It was around 2010. And if you recall that time, a lot of our representations of Black women in particular, it was a little bit basketball wivesy and like running on tables and hitting each other and pulling weaves and all that stuff. It was pre like being Mary Jane and Olivia Pope and Michelle Obama, mm-hmm. exactly. Some of these really proud representations I've noticed of Black women in media in the last 7 years.
Ava DuVernay.
Oh my gosh, exactly. Yes, yes, yes. Just you know, Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder, Issa Rae. Yeah. So it was kind of pre that this moment that we're having. So I felt there was a need, and one of my legal mentors, Butch Williams, used to always say, "Quickest way to success is find a need and fill it." So I felt like there was a need for stronger, more diverse representation of Blackness. So I'm not hating on Basketball Wives or Real Housewives or any of that because I watch it. Yeah, but diversity. So instead of tearing down those women and sitting on Twitter hating and trolling on them and what they're doing in their hustle, mm-hmm. which they're entitled to, I just wanted to go start something different. Go be a different representation of Black womanhood because I call it the unicorn factor. Like my friends, most of my college girlfriends and stuff, and I, we go out and everybody always, especially our white counterparts, I've never met anybody like you. You're so special. Mm. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I'm not special at all. All my friends are like this. Right. They're all bossed up. They're all beautiful. They're all highly educated, intelligent. Mm. Like, that's what we are. And y'all just don't know because you don't know Black women. And I believe and trust that I've made it more palatable for those to come behind me. And that's something that's very important to me, too. Like, I really work to usher in other Black talent at Fox News specifically because I could get hit by an M60 bus tomorrow. So if I'm not there... How is the network different and better than before I was there?
Why is that your choice of death?
An M60 bus? Well, or, you know.
You're so specific. You didn't even say bus. You said M60.
Well, cause, maybe because I took one not too long ago.
One of those hitters.
Yeah. Flashbacks.
Well, we appreciate you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you all so much.
Appearance, substance, and success.
And by the way, timing is everything. We met each other how long ago at Kennedy's?
That was about a year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago.
And look at God.
Exactly.
Won't you do it?
Boom.
Hashtag won't you do it. Perfect timing. Congratulations on your book as well, Black
Thank
Privilege.
You. I appreciate
and
it.
And I know really we'll good. Have Ebony back up here again. So.
I hope so. Thank you, Angela. This was great.
Yes. All right. Well, it's The Breakfast Club. It's Ebony Williams.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk T.I. on Wendy Williams.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Wendy Williams' pictures on vacation in Barbados went viral for the past couple of days, and T.I. had some things to say. He posted, okay, now, as much ish as this is to talk about people, myself included, I know what y'all expect, but I'm not going to do the obvious and fire her ass up. Nope. I'm going to be respectful because regardless of her flaws, she's still an independent Black businesswoman that's had to fight her way through life to get where she is, just like the people she judges daily. But I'm going to try something new and different this time. Let's see if the power of mercy moves her heart to not be so malicious and vindictive in the future when she's speaking on the lives of other strangers when they're going through their own personal tough times. That's my approach. Let's see.
I think that's a very good approach, T.I. Okay? Those pictures were very unfortunate.
What do you mean unfortunate?
They were unfortunate.
Unfortunate meaning?
They were unfortunate. Okay.
What do you mean? You know,
Google the definition of unfortunate.
You can see the pictures. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a lot of people don't realize the hurtful things that they say about people till it happens to them.
She has been vegan for the past couple of years, though.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. I just still think the pictures were unfortunate. I just read that this morning and on page 6.
Hold on.
Now, Rihanna's Fenty Beauty has officially sold out, so congratulations to her. Fenty Beauty arrived online and in stores on Friday. 40 different shades of foundation for women, women of color. So, of course, now we see what Black buying power is. A lot of women, we always have issues finding the right color for our skin tone. Now, because she has been representing all different shades of people, a lot of other companies are now trying to push their products that can be used for women of color. Kylie, of course, was one of the first. Brown Sugar Matte available now. She posted that picture. And then Marc Jacobs started posting a bunch of pictures of his cosmetics for women of color, Estee Lauder, all of those companies, and everybody was kind of blasting them. But great win for Fenty Beauty and showing the buying power of Black women that buy these products. So congratulations to her for selling out of Fenty Beauty. And she's gotten rave reviews from people who are using the products already right now.
Don't drop on the clues bombs for Rihanna, damn it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Stephon Marbury wants to come back to the NBA. He said that on social media. He said, it's time to combine. My next move is the best move working on the comeback to the NBA.
Oh, is Steph like 40? He's 41 40. Now?
He's 40. He's 40 years old. Now, he made his intentions clear on Instagram. He posted, I'm making an NBA comeback for the fans who want to see me play my last year as a pro. After hearing so many people say come back, I finally prayed about it and gave it major thought. I thought the perfect ending would have been retiring with the Beijing Ducks, but it's clear the GM had other thoughts, which is fine. My love for the Ducks will always be A1 from day one. I still have a lot to go in me as a player, and at 40, being able to play at a high level is a gift.
I think he might be too slow for them young boys now, but I mean, if you want to come back to the NBA and just retire as an NBA ball player, it's nothing wrong with
that. What happened with the Ducks? What happened with the Ducks? They traded him?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he just wants to come back to the NBA.
Mm. It sounded like to me, like the owner waved him or cut him.
Yeah, they waved him. Yeah, cut him. That's what seemed
which like. Would be kind of crazy because Stephon Marbury got a statue over there.
Mm-hmm. He has a documentary coming. I'm trying to get him to come up to the Breakfast Club. We had a conversation. He said he's going to. So hopefully when he's back in New York. And Carmelo Anthony, this caused a lot of drama yesterday. His ranking, according to ESPN, they have him ranked as the 64th best player in the league.
That's
they have him up behind Lonzo Ball.
How they got him behind Lonzo Ball? Lonzo Ball hasn't played a professional game yet.
Who did that? ESPN?
Yes.
ESPN should be ashamed of himself for that ranking.
Come on now. You have him against somebody who hasn't even played a game yet.
Yeah, that don't even make no sense.
All right, so everybody, of course, went
Melo's
crazy.
Still top 25, top 30.
A top 100 playing now? That's what they mean? Oh, they're bugging. That's crazy.
He's still
now,
top 25, 30.
Now, Carmelo said, can't make sense of the nonsense.
He's top 10
as long as I know I'm nice effing, I'm my own fan. ESPN, don't be so
top
blatant
10 scoring in the league
with the disrespect. Did you hear his statement back?
You're talking about top player, not scoring player.
Yeah. I still think he's top 10.
He's not a top 10 player. He's top 25.
But he's not 64.
Top 30.
He's not 64.
Regardless, guess who didn't even make the list?
Who?
Dwayne Wade. didn't even make that list. And he said on Twitter, I've worked for everything I've become. Never given. So please, if you're a fan or supporter of mine, don't at me with no nonsense about rankings. Rankings don't win championships. Rankings don't get you your jersey retired one day, and they don't get you into the Hall of Fame one day. And he had his fingers crossed emoji.
And this isn't a career list. This is what's happening right now.
Right.
So, yeah, I can see Dwayne probably not being on.
Now, CJ McCollum said we need to start ranking these weak-ass journalists with with descriptions of their strengths, weaknesses, and ability to make up sources. I don't care about my ranking. I'm speaking on behalf of many others who are grossly underrated. All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
And by the way, Melo averages 23 points last season, 3 assists, and 6 rebounds. Yes, I still think he's
top 10 player in the league.
I think he's top 10 in the league, absolutely.
Well, he's definitely, no matter what, he's not number 64,
right
guys.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul. What's the Greek freak?
I wouldn't put Chris Paul in there. Chris Paul didn't get busy last year. He was off and on. So go ahead. Take Chris Paul out of here.
Why not? Why? I got to take Chris Paul out. You asked me.
All right,
guys. You asked me. LaMelo's top 20, top 25. That's a good
ranking. But not number 64.
No, he's definitely not.
We can all agree on that.
Absolutely
not. All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, September 13th goes out to ESPN. Oh, I watch ESPN all the time. I've appeared on various shows on ESPN. I love Around the Horn. I love PTI. I love The Six with Michael Smith and Jemele Hill. I love Coast to Coast with Carrie Champion. I rock with ESPN, but yesterday, ESPN did something I thought was stupid. And Donkey of the Day is all about giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid. So here we go. Now, on 9/11, the great Jemele Hill had a series of tweets. In fact, drop one of Clues Bombs for Jemele Hill before we continue on. Okay. Jemele had a series of tweets about our current celebrity in chief, Donald Trump. I honestly don't know what prompted these tweets because I didn't dig too deep. Simply because when I initially read these tweets, I didn't think anything of them because they weren't anything new. They weren't anything I hadn't heard about the celebrity in chief before. Let me read a few. Okay, Jemele Hill tweeted out, Trump is the most ignorant, offensive president of my lifetime. His rise is a direct result of white supremacy, period. Wait a lotto. Jemele tweeted, he is unqualified and unfit to be president. He is not a leader, and if he were not white, he would never have been elected. Wait a lotto. Jemele said on Twitter, Donald Trump is empowered white supremacists. Somebody please stop Jemele when she stops speaking the truth. I haven't heard a lie yet. Jemele also tweeted, Donald Trump is a bigot. Glad you could live with voting for him. I couldn't because I cared about more than just myself. And let's end with this doozy from Jemele Hill. Donald Trump is a white supremacist who has largely surrounded himself with other white supremacists. Now, nothing that was said by Jemele Hill is new. It's been said before by many people. And it's not a false narrative at all. If you was to poll a large part of the country, they would feel the exact same way as Jemele Hill does. But ESPN issued a statement on Jemele Hill, and they said the comments on Twitter from Jemele Hill regarding the president do not represent the position of ESPN. We have addressed this with Jemele, and she recognizes her actions were inappropriate. Well, I have two questions, ESPN. Number one, what exactly is your position on our current celebrity-in-chief, Donald Trump? I would love to know. I'm dying to know, because if you're not against what Trump represents, then you must be for what Trump represents. And if you're for what Trump represents, let me know so I can take my viewership somewhere else. Now, ESPN, you say you recognize Jemele's actions were inappropriate. What was inappropriate? Telling the truth about someone being inappropriate is inappropriate. I know there's people out there listening to the radio right now mad at me. Stop talking about Trump. He's not inappropriate. He's not ignorant. He's not offensive. Okay, well, let me remind you all some of his most inappropriate offensive moments. We put together a little montage. Start with the offensive things first.
She gets out and she starts asking me all sorts of ridiculous questions. And, you know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
Our current president came out of nowhere. In fact, I'll go a step further. The people that went to school with him, they don't even know. They never saw him. They don't know who he is.
The state of Hawaii says this is official. He was born in Hawaii on this date. Here it is. Why do you deny that?
A lot of people do not think it was an authentic certificate.
I've said that if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her. You know,
you know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the...
Now, I know Trump supporters are still in denial about their president. Either that or they agree with him because they're just like him. Now, there's people out there saying Jamel called him a white supremacist. Jamel called him a bigot. How dare she? Well, how dare your president say and do things that lead people to be able to make those kind of allegations? Would you like to hear some reasons why people think Trump is a white supremacist and bigot? Well, sit back, grab a drink, and just pay attention.
If you are saying he can't do his job because of his race, is that not the definition of racism?
No, I don't think so at all. Look, he's proud of his heritage, okay? He's a Mexican. We're building a wall between here and Mexico. He is giving us very unfair rulings.
If it were a Muslim judge, would you also feel like they wouldn't be able to treat you fairly because of that policy of yours?
It's possible, yes. Yeah, that would be possible, absolutely.
Isn't there sort of a tradition, though, in America that we don't judge people by who their parents were, where they came from?
I'm not talking about tradition. I'm talking about common sense, okay? Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you.
Yeah.
They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. Okay, who's next? Yeah, please. Excuse me, sit down. You weren't called. Sit down. Sit down. Go back to Univision.
Trump retweeted a racially charged graphic that overstates homicides committed by African Americans.
Trump retweeted a tweet showing a swastika next to the Bush family.
The tweet also included Jeb in a mariachi outfit.
Trump retweeted someone who claims to live in Jew-merica.
He said you wouldn't have even let his son in America.
He doesn't know that. I saw him. He was very emotional and probably looked like a nice guy to me. His wife, if you look at his wife, she was standing there. She had nothing to say. She probably, maybe she wasn't allowed to have anything to say.
Former KKK Grand Wizard David Duke recently said that voting against you at this point would be treason to your heritage. Would you just say unequivocally you condemn them and you don't want their support?
Well, I have to look at the group. I mean, I don't know what group you're talking about. You wouldn't want me to condemn a group that I know nothing about. I'd have to look. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides.
Listen, if you can listen to all of that and come to the defense of Donald Trump in any way, shape, or form, something is wrong with you. So once again, what was inappropriate about Jamel's tweets? Mm-hmm. She called him a white supremacist, a bigot. What bugs me out is people who are more offended by the rhetoric of Jemele Hill than they are the rhetoric of Donald Trump. If you don't want to be labeled a bigot or a white supremacist, then don't talk like one. Don't act like one. It's just that simple. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, then it's probably a crack-ass cracker, white devil, white supremacist, bigoted ass duck. Okay? Here's the thing, and this goes for ESPN and whoever chooses to defend Donald Trump, because that's what you're doing in this situation, defending Donald Trump. Right now, the soul of the country is at stake. It's not about conservative or liberal. It's not about Republican or Democrat. It's about right versus wrong, good versus evil, God versus Satan. When it's all said and done, you want to be on the right side of history. We know what side Jemele Hill is on. She's fighting a good fight. But ESPN, what side are you on? Please give ESPN the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right.
Sometimes you just have to stand down.
All right. Up next, Ask Ye, 800-585-1051.
Oh, one more thing. Remember when they've always given Donald Trump a out and always asked him to, like backtrack? Does he wholeheartedly agree with the things he says? Remember this?
Would you take any of that back or rephrase any of it if you could?
No, because it's totally accurate.
Okay. Just saying.
All right. Ask Ye is next. You need relationship advice, call Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
She's Anonymous.
Oh, Anonymous. What's your question for you?
Okay, so me and my boyfriend, we've been together for like a year. We live together. And we've been fighting a lot lately. And our last fight, he ended up like pushing me and holding me down on the bed. And like, it was very physical, but he didn't per se hit me. So I don't know how to go about it. Because I know when you're in a relationship and somebody start putting their hands on you, you got to get out. But it's like, I don't know if I should like try to work on it.
You just told me that when somebody puts their hands on you, you have to get out.
Yeah.
What would you tell one of your friends?
I'll tell them to get out.
So why would you not do what you would tell your friends to do?
Don't you think that's... know how it goes. It's like, it's easy to give advice, but it's hard to follow.
You're right, it is. And it is hard to follow. And that just means that that's what you have to do. Listen, a lot of things we're going to do in life aren't easy to do.
But I love him. Look, I know I sound stupid and stuff like, but what...
Listen, don't, like, first of all, don't think that you sound stupid, okay? Because clearly this is something that millions of women have gone through in their life. So it's not that it sounds stupid, but the real situation here is that you have to love yourself more than you love somebody that would put their hands on you.
So even though he ain't slapped me, punched me in the face, even though he was just like holding me down, it's still...
So you want to wait for him to do that?
No, I don't, because then I have to go to work and explain this.
That's why? Come on. Listen, here's the thing. No. It's never all right for somebody to put their hands on you when you're... ever, okay? You didn't put your hands on him, right?
No.
Okay. So here's my thing. Do you want to wait for things to get worse to leave?
No. I just wanted to see if there was room for me to fix it.
Here's what you do. You leave him. Tell him he needs to go ahead and go work on himself and seek some professional help.
Yeah.
It's not going to be doing either one of you a favor. And one thing that one of my ex-boyfriends told me, his mom always told him, as soon as you feel like you want to put hands on a woman or she puts hands on you, it's time to leave that relationship.
Yeah.
So it is definitely time for you to leave. Nobody should be doing it. Have you told anybody else?
No, because I'm embarrassed.
Exactly.
But, you know, I'm such a, like, you don't know me, but I'm such a headstrong woman. Like, for me to say something like that to somebody, they'd be like, no, not you.
Right, and you know, and that's the problem. But why are you embarrassed that he did something? He should be embarrassed.
All right, but I chose him.
Okay, and now you're choosing to leave him.
Yeah.
Listen, you're still a headstrong woman. At least you know right from wrong, and you know what he shouldn't be doing to you. And I know you can say, oh, but I love him. Just... make sure that you leave him alone now because it's not going to get any better.
Right.
And you're doing him a favor, too. If you love him, then leave him alone.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right, good luck, Mama.
And make sure you check back in because I definitely want to hear from you. Just hit me up so I can just monitor everything that's going on.
Okay. I'll send you, like, an email or something.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, you could call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. What line you want to go to, Yee?
Let's do caller number 4.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your question for Yee?
First of all, I'm a big fan. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
So I've been dating this chick for 2 years, and we just recently became a little more serious in the relationship, and I still haven't met any of her family, like her brother, her sister, her mom, her dad. Never met any of her family, and this is after 2 years.
And you guys, does she live near you and the family members live near you?
Yeah. We literally live in the same town.
Okay. And what's the reason? I brought
it up to her many times. She's like, oh, the time isn't right. Oh, me and my parents is, you know, a special thing, and I'm waiting for the perfect time, da da da. But it's like, I mean, 2 years, and it's still, and she's met my mom, she's met my dad. She's met my sister.
Are you a man or a woman?
I'm a boy.
Okay. Your voice is just a little high.
Whatever. Same thing. Tell me.
All right. So my thing, do they know you exist? Have you spoken to anybody on the phone?
None.
All right. So clearly that she's hiding you for a reason. Now, what could that reason be?
I don't know. That's why I brought it up to her, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's definitely a red flag. Do you think that she's dating somebody else?
Yeah, that doesn't even cross my mind. I feel like it's more like maybe she might be ashamed. I don't know. I'm a very blunt person. I can be very sarcastic. Maybe mm-hmm. that could be. I'm not sure.
Okay. So you think that she doesn't want to bring you around because maybe she doesn't think her family will like you?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Has that happened to you before?
No.
What about you would be unlikable? I'm just curious. You said you're very blunt, you're sarcastic.
Yeah, basically really it, honestly. I'm very sarcastic and blunt. That's
are you guys, what race are both of you guys?
All black.
So you're both black. That's not an issue.
Well, I'm Jamaican. I'm Jamaican, so that's black.
To me, that is, yeah, that's definitely a red flag. And you've told her that it's important. The holidays are coming up, so what happens on the holidays?
Last holiday, we spent at my father's house. This holiday, I'm not sure as of yet, but.
Is her family deeply religious? Like, maybe they don't believe in sex and things like that before marriage?
Not that I know of.
So you don't know anything about these people?
She has told me stories about them, but I have literally no actual
No, I haven't spoken to them. No, like, I haven't even seen a picture of them. Like, it's like,
okay, that's crazy.
Like, out of mind type of thing.
Right. Well, I would suggest to you, first of all, I would definitely need to see pictures. If I haven't met somebody's family, I had one boyfriend that we were together for 5 years, and I actually never did meet his parents, but they didn't live in New York, but I would talk to them. So they, you know, they knew who, and I knew his sister, I knew his brother. I think you should tell her you at least need to meet some of her other family members before you meet her parents.
Okay.
You know, so, and I know the holidays is a really hard time to meet somebody's family because it's a little bit of a weird, big pressure time. So it needs to be like a nice casual meeting. So you said she has a brother?
Yeah.
In order for you to know more about her, you need to know her family, how she was raised. Who are these people that are around her? How do they treat her? How does she treat them? You guys can't really progress until that happens. So let her know that and, you know, start it off and tell her, I want to meet your brother. So let's make that happen. And then after that, you know, obviously her parents will know because I'm sure her brother will go back and say something to them. And you just got to ease her into it. I don't know what her problem could possibly be if you don't think there's somebody else, if it's not a religion thing, if it's not a color thing. It has to be something.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Well, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, you can call Yee anytime. Now we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, let's talk about Issa Rae. She has inked another exciting deal, and we'll tell you what that is.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
That's right. We are giving you the chance to win a trip to New York for Powerhouse NYC. That's complete with airfare, hotel, suite tickets. And, of course, you get to meet us, The Breakfast Club. And it's going
very
down at the
experience.
Barclays Center on October 26th. That's featuring The Weeknd, Migos, Lil Uzi Vert, Cardi B, French Montana, DJ Envy and Friends, and more. It's all powered by Amp Energy. New Amp Energy Organic will give you organically unstoppable energy for fueling your hustle. Make sure you keep it locked to The Breakfast Club this Monday to win. All right.
All of that is a great prize except for meeting The Breakfast Club. Very overrated experience, that is.
No, people get excited. All right. The L.A. Lakers are going to be retiring both of Kobe Bryant's jersey numbers. So they're putting
number 8 and 24. That's dope.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Everybody was asking which number is going to get retired, so now you know. All right, also, Issa Rae, congratulations to her. She is the new face of CoverGirl.
Drop on the clues bombs for Issa Rae, damn it.
She posted, I remember being an awkward black girl in high school, reading the pages of my favorite magazines, casually flipping through CoverGirl ads, singing their slogan in my head. She said, never ever in my life did I imagine I'd be one. I am so honored and so excited for what's to come. Her real life is so different than what's happening to her on the show Insecure. So congratulations to her. O.J. Simpson, when he gets released from jail, they're concerned about his safety. And the reason why is because, you know, there's going to be a media frenzy. So they want to make sure that nobody gets injured or hurt. So they're concerned there's going to be like a chase just with paparazzi and everything. They are giving 18 different release points. So you have a 1 in 18 chance if you are paparazzi in spotting O.J. Simpson.
The fact that you even still care about what's going on in O.J. Simpson's life and you're in the media in 2017 shows that something is wrong. Like, who cares?
They just recently did another whole documentary on O.J. Simpson and what happened during his trial and all of that with the jurors. So people still care.
What do you mean? Another doc like what? After the 30 for 30?
Yeah, they did a different one. Oh. This one was based on the jury and looking back at what they decided during that time and what was going on through their heads.
I really don't know why people still care.
And just think about, you know, all of the things that all the O.J. stories and the biopics and everything they've been doing have been doing really well.
Why do we still care about O.J.?
It's interesting.
It's an interesting story.
Over.
All right, now, Floyd Mayweather Jr. has done an interview, and that's with on the Awkward Puppets channel. He was talking to Diego, who's one of the Awkward Puppets, and he was asked about a number of different things. Here is Floyd Mayweather talking about his 7 girlfriends.
Well, yeah, well, I don't deal with girls. How many women I have?
Sure.
I'm probably about 7 deep, lucky 7. Stop. You know, having one is too close to having none.
You have any advice for somebody like me? I'm married, by the way.
Get f***ing divorced.
Wow.
Damn, Floyd.
All right. In addition to that, does Floyd know pop music? Because we know he was friends with Justin Bieber, so I think he knows all different genres. He has kids. Maybe they listen to that. Well, here is the truth to the matter.
What's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
I don't know no Taylor Swift song.
Wait, okay. What's your favorite Ariana Grande song?
I don't know Ariana Grande. What's her name? Ariana Grande? I don't know her.
Okay.
I barely even know her name.
Who's your favorite Selena Gomez song? Give me that at least.
Ain't it Justin Bieber ex-girl?
Favorite Fifth Harmony song.
What is that?
Jesus Christ, Floyd. I mean, there's more to life than just strip clubs and being very rich. When I say Floyd, you say Mayweather. Floyd? Okay, cool.
It's a cute interview.
Yeah, I don't care about that. But listen, God bless him for having seven women, okay? I couldn't do it. It's virtually impossible to be able to give all those women equal time. Like, it's just not possible. Like, I know Floyd got all the money and can take care of them financially, but when it comes to love and affection and attention, the stuff that really make the flowers grow, it's impossible to do that.
I don't think he's trying to make the flowers grow with them seven.
You don't think so?
Trying to make his pee-pee grow.
I think they want their flowers to grow, though. They're still women at the end of the day. Like, it's just impossible for a man to love seven women at one time.
What about three?
No, that's too much.
You watched Big Love? You think he showed all of them love?
No, he didn't. That was the point of the show. That's why they started to bug out.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.